Time for our local hero report. Bob Flaherty in here with Devon Whitney Deal from CESA, the local hero program manager for the community involved in sustaining agriculture. And our local hero today, it's Nicole Cheslick from Cheslick's Market on 55 North Main Street in Deerfield. Good morning.
Good morning.
You've been at this now a couple of years. Tell us about your inspiration.
So this market's been in town forever and ever, and we drive past it every day, and it was closed. So one day...
It was the Garden City.
It was the Garden City, and then... But I was specifically out looking for a deli sandwich.
Yeah.
And I was like, where can I get a deli sandwich? I mean, I was like in Deerfield, and then I was like, I drive to Greenfield, and there's nowhere in here that has a good deli sandwiches. So I finally just said, you know what? If I am going to move on with my life and find what I really want in this town, then I need to reopen this space and bring to it what I know about produce, what I know about food, because back in the day, I did work for a restaurant. I did do catering, so I said, let's open this store. And then we brought into the deli, the bakery, because in town in Deerfield, there was two bakeries at one point. Mm-hmm. So we lost the bakeries. We lost the markets. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to see the people in town again. We're very friendly people at the store, and you know, we like to talk to people and see what they really want. But then also to bring in local products, not only produce, but local products that people make and sell.
People complain, too, that they had to go out of town.
Yes.
To get a lot of the stuff that you're now stocking.
Jeez. Very much so.
It's so nice, Bob. I actually happen to work in the CESA office diagonally across from where the market is. It is awesome to know I actually can go across the street and buy milk, because before that, I'd have to go to a gas station. And when I can pop into Nikki's store, like, I have the possibility of getting so much more.
And it's local milk. From Maple
yes,
Line Farm.
It is.
Right. The deli end of it. I was talking to a guy, in fact, Ira Brick. You must know Ira Brick.
Oh, yes, I do.
And he was saying, boy, you know, we don't have enough delis around here.
Right.
So you filled that void, too.
Yes, but we oven roast our own roast beefs, turkeys. We make our own deli salads. The other end of it, we also do catering with our deli stuff.
The one thing that I'm going to jump in here and say, in summertime during the season when we have fresh lettuce, tomatoes, and toppings for your sandwiches.
Yes, that comes from the local farmers. And we actually go out and handpick our own produce.
You've got a pretty much of a family crew here. Your partner, Dave, is and your daughter.
And my daughter. The new generation of my family coming, and my daughter Cassidy is actually doing hand-decorated cookies in our bakery now.
I heard that, yeah.
They are so incredible. She will even do like custom order kind of cookies. So if you have somebody graduating college or having a baby shower or anything,
or
really,
a company party.
Just tell somebody you want to love them and give them a special cookie.
Right.
They're gorgeous.
When you started this business, and of course you had a dream to do this, I understand the Franklin County Community Development Corps was instrumental in this. Huh?
They were very instrumental. Well, I called CESA first, and CESA was the one that told me to go to the community development, and they're the ones that helped me start my business with a business loan. Mm-hmm. And they were very good in, you know, getting you to understand what it was like to actually own and run a business. And not let it fail in the first year.
That's the trick, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And we're going on year three now at the store.
I was reading some stuff online, and they said that you can get stuff here at Cheslick's that you can't get anywhere else. Like, they mentioned ramps, for instance, and they mentioned Brazilian cheese balls.
I don't know about Brazilian cheese balls, but definitely we can get ramps. And if you're missing a little something, a spice or something, I'm more than happy to give you a little out of my kitchen because I don't always carry every spice that's on the shelf. But
it sounds like a labor of love.
Absolutely. Because even though it's long hours, it's very satisfactory.
Let's talk about the long hours for a minute. First of all, what are the hours of the store?
Monday through Friday, we are open from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturdays, we're open 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. And Sundays, we're open 7 to 1.
Bob, we didn't tell you this. Nikki has 150 chickens at home because she sells her own eggs.
Farm fresh eggs.
Uh-huh.
She add that to that. I'm sorry, but I just had to tell you that because this woman has got a lot on her plate.
I get up at 3. What time do you get up?
I don't get up till 7.
7? So the chickens open the place?
No, my partner Dave goes in at 5.
Uh-huh.
I do the morning chores. He does the afternoon chores.
So you have a system.
So we do have a system, and it's working very well right now. So he's there. I come in at like 8, And then I work till like 7:30, 8 o'clock at night.
Not everybody would succeed at that, partners that work together like that every day. And are there certain rules you have to go by?
We've had a couple tricky times, but but overall, we're partners, not only in the business, but partners in love. Mm-hmm. But it's gone very well. You know, once in a while you have a little tip for you and say, oh, sure why'd you do that? But it's fine. We've been doing it really, really good together.
So it was Dave's dream too.
Dave owned his own business too beforehand, so being together like this, you know, it's working because he does the stuff that I don't want to do, and I do the stuff that he doesn't want to do, and he actually does dishes, so that's what makes
it
even
the dishes.
Better.
Oh.
Yeah, you do the cooking, he does the
I
washing.
I do the cooking and the baking, and he does the washing and the taking out the trash.
That's great.
Which works at home too.
Well, our local hero this month has been Nikki Cheslick from Cheslick's Market on North Main Street in Deerfield. We started this all off with talking about the deli and how you were looking for that elusive deli sandwich. What's your go-to sandwich?
Probably our best sandwich is the Reuben.
Nikki, do you want to share the warm dish that you say is your favorite to make and that people love?
Oh, everybody loves my mac and cheese and and buffalo mac and cheese.
Buffalo
chicken mac and cheese. It's spicy, it's warm.
All right, give me the directions.
Actually, it's made different every time I make it. You're using different cheeses every time. So nobody knows. Nobody can pin down which cheeses is at that time. Right. And then the other signature thing is all of our baking. We do pies. We do breads. We do cookies. We do tons of muffins, scones.
You have like a clone delicious. Or something?
Some days I wish I did.
I bet you do.
She doesn't have a catering menu. And she said, come in with your idea and I'll cook it up. That's the type of personality that I've been seeing throughout this whole experience.
Right. And as she was standing there yesterday, these two ladies came in and they said, we're having a little wedding shower for like 8 people. And what can you do? So right there, we just made up a menu.
Right there.
Because we just had that conversation. I was like, I'm going to get to see this in action. And those two women walked out so happy, and they just came up with a plan.
And if you found that the community that was scattered about, if you found that you brought that back in?
Every day there's new customers. I mean, when I went and molded this store, I went to stores in the Berkshires, the Cape, get a little of this and a little of that.
You've got some energy, Nikki.
Thanks.
Anyway, it's great to meet you.
Thank you very
and
much.
I can't wait to get over there. We're talking about Cheslick's Market on North Main Street in Deerfield, and Nikki Cheslick has been our local hero for this week, along with Devon Whitney Deal from CESA and Buy Local. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.